You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Running Wild Podcast. I'm your co-host, Rich. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Runs.
Yes, sir.
And quite a lot to go over on this Memorial Day weekend.
I mean, like, I haven't watched anything other than WWE Raw, and I'm overwhelmed with wrestling this week.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the crazy part.
Yeah, you have... Well, all right. So first, I mean, like Cody Rhodes news, like him and Eden are both out of the company now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was just a layup. I like that she was saying, like, oh, you know, I was leaving for months and now I just left. Like, yeah, if Cody doesn't leave, I don't think you ever leave, or you not ever, but I don't think you're leaving right now to go chase another job. Like, there's just no way.
I mean, I don't know.
She was good, man. Like, she was a beautiful girl, and she killed it as the ring announcer. So, there was definitely some type of role there for her in the company.
She's like that blog thing, and like she's doing like fashion stuff. She could like do something like that.
Yeah,
you
know? She could always do more. But you really think that she was leaving for months, a week after her husband decided to leave sporadically or spontaneously, you know?
I mean, maybe it could have been the type of thing where, like, because he knew she was going to be leaving, he was just like, yo, you know what? I can't take this anymore. I'm out early. And she's like, all right, so am I.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you saw he tweeted, like, a to-do list.
Well, yes. I mean, what a list. Just it's just ROH, New Japan, the Miracles in TNA, but oof,
yeah, I
mean, Moose, the Young Bucks, Battle of Los Angeles, and PWG, just great. Everyone who's anything on the independents right now is on his list.
I mean, this guy
that's pretty cool. I mean, the Young Bucks, you know, tweeted at him like, okay, sounds good to us. Then they tweeted at him again saying Bullet Club ? So, like, you know, this is what wrestling is. Then Wade Barrett tweeted a picture of like he was making his own list and the first name he put was Papa Shango. So, you know, like this is a good time.
Yeah, he even had personally exciting, like he has Pat Buck on there, so that could mean he's doing some like local shows. It could be doing WrestlePro over here.
See, now that's really, like, strange to me. You know, no disrespect to Pat Buck, but they must know, like, they must have wrestled in OVW together.
Yeah.
They must be friends, because why else? You know, it's not like Pat Buck is tearing down the independent scenes. You know, he's building up the independent scenes with his companies, but you wouldn't think necessarily that would be somebody that Cody Rhodes would put on the list. So it was nice to see his name there, and you know, we'll definitely be interested and be watching to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm super hyped about that. And that's just like kind of Adam Rose officially got released, got a haircut, apparently, posted it up online.
Oh, did he?
Very exciting.
Well, they said that he requested his release, right? And they granted it. So, I mean, I'm sure that's As soon as he was probably like, all right, then just release it. They were probably like, oh, yeah, okay, no problem. Here you go. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, Thanks for doing us the favor.
And then Dixie came out and said that she was going to try to reach out to some of these guys soon.
Well, duh.
Yeah, so, I mean, see if anyone signs with her. I don't know. I hope not. Cody,
but they don't have any money. Like, they're not paying AJ Styles. They're not paying Bobby Roode. They're not paying Eric Young. They're trying to get younger. So what are you going to do? You're going to pay Sandow a couple hundred grand or Cody, like, what even, you know what I mean? Like, those are the only two guys to me that were released that are worth anything. So they're going to command a high salary. And, you know, that shit makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see Cody go to TNA. I'd rather see him go to Ring of Honor. You know,
there's such a stink on TNA, man, still.
Yeah.
And especially, it was getting better with, you know, just having good matches and good story, having a good TV show. And then now with all this, are they going in bankrupt? Are they going to be sold? It just put it right back to where it was for me.
All right. So that's, we had those guys. So that's kind of most of the major news from, like, and that silly thing that happened with Cena's shirt.
That was awesome.
They came out with the Pabst. Well, okay. It's close to a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, and as soon as I saw the shirt, I was like, oh, that's Pabst Blue Ribbon. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's a nice design, whatever. And then little did I know, 12 hours later, be tweeting that they can see you, John Cena, which, oh, man, phenomenal.
I mean, couldn't then, like, companies just sue pro wrestling tees? Like, I feel like a lot of shirts that are on the site are just, like, variations of something. Like, I'm wearing a Bucktails t-shirt, yeah, right, with clearly, like, Huey and Louie.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, are the guys from DuckTales watching PWG and ROH? You know, like, are they seeing those shows on TV? No. So they're out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's the same thing with going to these independent shows and hearing NWA and Eminem music or Jay-Z, okay, you know? Like, it's the same kind of thing. These companies are so small and so just non-existent to the bigger companies that they don't even notice or they don't care.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But, man, like that, you know, that sucks for them because the new shirt is really shitty in comparison. But, oh, well. I wonder... They clearly made like 3 million of those shirts already, right? Like, there's no way, like, that they didn't have the whole production line already done.
This is why I want to work somewhere in WWE so I have that shirt. You know,
I wonder if, like, see, I wish, like, what if I ordered it right, like, last week, and it didn't ship yet? Like, they're just gonna ship me.
Oh no! Yeah, no,
I'll be furious.
No! Listen. If there's anything I remember. So I had ordered Benoit stuff when I thought he was just dead. Right?
Yeah, I remember.
And then the news came out and they still shipped it to me.
Well, yeah.
They discontinued everything. Like, they were like, no, to everybody. Like, you can put new orders in, but if you already had your order in, they shipped
it. Correct. But they didn't get sued or threatened to get sued for Chris Benoit. Like, you know.
I wonder if you can go to eBay right now and, like, somehow you can buy, like, the John Cena
pepper. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I did buy it now because then I would have a one of a kind and I'd be able to sell it for $75.
I mean, right now on eBay for the low price of $39.77. Wait a minute. Why are they all youth? I can buy a youth extra large Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt.
That's a good thing that'll fit you.
I kind of want to get it.
You kind of want to get it. You can't buy John Cena merchandise.
All right, fine.
It's coming from the person who wants plenty of John Cena merchandise.
All right. Moving along, so I guess there was
so speaking of week, right? Speaking of Randy Orton, he started tweeting this week. He literally has not tweeted since he got injured, and randomly this week, just he's like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" and just started tweeting. He was just answering people's questions, Somebody asked him when he was coming back. He said sooner than later. So to me, that means perhaps he's coming back on Monday or perhaps he's coming back next week, but it won't be long.
I mean, I think he's going to come back in time for the draft. There's going to be a piece coming out on Last Word on Sports that I think I wrote that Orton should go to SmackDown. Orton should go to SmackDown with like all the guys competing for the IC title. I think he'll be like great with them in the ring, and you know he's been the face of SmackDown before.
Well, I said something similar, but I really think the US title is going to be the one on SmackDown.
Ooh.
Because you put John Cena on SmackDown.
You can't put Cena and Orton on SmackDown? Oh, but you can't have the US
title. You could, but like then you risk the... Oh, this is the 2008 brand split versus the 2016 brand split.
I really wanted the IC title on SmackDown. Where am I? I mean, I suppose
I just... Sorry. I agree with you, but the only thing that holds me back is them putting Cena there. Sorry. I don't know if you want to edit out that coughing death.
We'll be fine. So, I mean, clearly we kind of like, you know, we didn't say a lot, but yeah, obviously there was news that there was going to be a brand split, and it wasn't like the type of thing where they said it, they didn't say it like on air, it wasn't like part of a storyline, it was just like a tweet, right? Like, or like a press release? You know, like a
I think it was like a
Variety
press,
broke the
press
news.
Release, yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting to see that they chose to just make it like a thing that was going to happen and not like give it reasons other than we think this is a good idea.
They do shit like this. This is like the investor stuff, you know? So like, yeah, we're going to have a brand split. Yeah, we're going to have SmackDown on Tuesdays, blah, blah, blah. But like they don't, I don't know if they expect or like just don't care, whatever, for everyone to pick up on this news. You know, like, okay, yeah, you might have heard that this is going to 2 hours on Tuesday and there's going to be the draft, blah, blah, blah. But you don't know how that's going to come about. You don't know why that's going to come about. So, like, that's where I think they'll tell it to us, you know, with the storyline.
What do you think about – is Raw going to stay 3 hours?
Yeah, why not?
It just doesn't – it feels like it drags already. You're going to have more I don't know. I mean
– yeah, but you're going to have longer matches. You'll have more storyline. Like, think about why are Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler feuding? I don't know. Do you know?
Because they had a match right after Corbin came up and Corbin kept beating him.
So for no reason. Now, what if now they're on SmackDown, now they're on Raw, whatever the case. Now, it's because Dolph Ziggler was talking to Baron Corbin's girlfriend backstage, and now you see why, and now that storyline develops, and you actually get reasons why they're feuding instead of just these guys are feuding. You know, and that is the part that makes me really excited about this whole thing is, you know, now these guys have a place to shine. And first of all, my whole thing in this was, man, did Cody Rhodes leave a week too soon? Because, like, if he's on SmackDown or Raw, whatever, now wouldn't you think he has more of a chance to be Cody Rhodes and to shine and to do whatever?
Not if he doesn't believe that they believe in him, you know? And if he'd been asking for the change in the Stardust character and they wouldn't guarantee it to him, then, you know, no amount of time was going to change that. I mean, they're giving Fandango, like, more airtime than Stardust. Stardust's only time on the screen recently, like, in big – was for the ladder match for WrestleMania. And the only reason he was included was because he was actually a joke entrant by Owens, you know? I mean, yeah, Ryder was Joe Gunter, but he won the title.
Yeah, well, you know, the joke entrant, I think you got to get over it because that was just, like, part of it. You know, like, whether it was a joke entrant or not, whatever. They were immense in that storyline, whatever. But I don't know. Like, wouldn't it have been more – yes, I get what you're saying. You know, if they don't like you, it's not going to matter, whatever. But if – say Shane is in charge of SmackDown and they have a whole new writing team and they have a whole new creative and all new this, then maybe you say, hey, listen, we're on SmackDown here. Let me sink or swim. Give me a chance to be me. And if it doesn't work, then I'm gone. But maybe now with all this more time, you would have had a chance to showcase yourself more.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he looks at his dad's career and sees that his dad made a name for himself outside WWE, you know? And he wanted to give that a chance and just...
Well, kind of I think I think his dad had a lot to do with it. I don't know if necessarily making a name for himself on the indies or whatever like that, but just the fact of, like, you know, he wasn't going to allow his father, who just passed away, to be remembered every time he steps out as fucking Stardust, you know? So I understand that, and I can't say I disagree or can't say he's wrong. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing him as Cody Rhodes and just having these matches and just wrestling again. So, you know, hopefully he's able to go. He has plenty of work. He has plenty of opponents out there. So hopefully when he gets that chance, it will be as good as we hope. Or maybe it'll be as bad as WWE thinks he is. And they don't know one way or the other. But at least he knows. And that's what we all want, you know?
True. So Extreme Rules. I guess we don't really have to focus on everything, but the big stuff. I thought the Asylum match really for me wasn't anything to write home about. I just thought it was slow, too long. You know, having to climb the cage to grab the weapon to then put it on your hand with like some sort of attached wristband. And slowly go down. You know, like it just everything. Nothing against those guys. I just didn't like it. Well, the gimmick was stupid.
See, I very strongly disagree with that. Like the only reason I didn't like parts of this match was because the crowd was dead. Because we just had the match of the year so far in the Fatal 4-Way right before it. Jericho's psychology of trying to escape the cage, telling the guy to open the door, like just not knowing the rules was fantastic.
Well, I like that.
Ambrose being a nut was really good. I don't think they oversold getting the weapons. Like I don't think they took forever to climb the cage and get one or climb back down. Like they moved pretty quickly. You know, they did a good job of hurting the guy, then going and getting a weapon. So that the guy wasn't standing around waiting. You know, the jump off the top of the cage was cool. Jericho was hilarious throughout. He was really good. And then the match picked up towards the end. The tacks, that whole sequence after was really good when they kept teasing it and teasing it. I didn't think they were actually going to give it to us. I thought they were going to, you know, PG us and just move away from it, hit something else and get it over with. But really, really glad that we got to see that. You know, the only thing I didn't like was that they didn't use Mitch, which was the entire basis of the storyline. But, you know, I'm not going to really complain that they didn't use a potted plant in the fucking match. So, that's fine. I enjoyed the match. It just was in the wrong place on the card.
Yeah, all right. I mean, don't you think it could have been a little shorter, though?
Yes, it could have been. But would it have needed to be if it wasn't after the Fatal 4-Way? Like, I think it was okay. They did a good job. I never felt like, oh man, like the only reason I felt like, oh, this is still going is because the crowd was dead. But if the crowd wasn't dead, I would have been fine. You know, I was enjoying it when they were dead.
All right. I mean, then you, of course, you have the Fatal 4-Way. That was before then.
That was
absurd. Zayn starts off with a hell of a kick on Owens, and I was like, popped so hard.
Yeah, I mean, like, what a fucking match. I had literally zero expectations for this match. I know how good these guys are, but Owens and Zayn, we were ready for their one-on-one. Cesaro and Miz, we were ready for their feud. So we didn't really think this was going to tear the house down or anything like that. Multi-man matches are always a little clunky. It's always a little bit tough. But, man, like just starting off with the Luva kick just set the tone. That was it. Done deal. Because now The crowd is going crazy. Everyone is super hyped. Everyone is like, what the hell? Oh, my God. All right. And then you go, and then, you know, you had the uppercuts, and then you had it one-on-one, and then when Owens came back, he killed everyone for a good couple minutes. That was perfect. Absolutely perfect. The spots, the near falls. Oh, man. What a fucking match.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. And then I can't believe I'm saying this. I mean, that main event was crazy. On both sides.
Well, I mean, just quickly, you know, The Miz sneaks in to get that win, and the amount of times that I was like, oh, Cesaro's going to win. Oh, Sami Zayn's going to win. What? Oh, Owens is going to win. Really? Oh, The Miz. Oh, I thought everyone was going to win at least two times. And that, when is the last time that's ever happened?
True.
But yeah, you can give your thoughts on the main event quick, and then I'll reply.
Yeah, I mean, both guys. I mean, I knew AJ was going to be really good, but, you know, Reigns kind of, you know, came out there and had himself a great match. I mean, those guys really work well together.
This is the thing that the crowd reaction alters your perception, because Roman Reigns is a good wrestler. Every time he's in that ring, I'm entertained, and I enjoy watching his match. I've never been like, ugh. I've never been flat-out bored by his matches.
True.
Especially when he's in the ring.
Well, Big Show.
With a Rollins, with an Ambrose, with a Styles. No, don't even say that, because that feud with Big Show is the only time that I've given a shit about Big Show in like 4 years. That feud was awesome. That last Extreme Rules match or whatever they had, that shit was dope.
What happened? Did I don't know why I'm thinking of a giant chair. I don't think that happened.
No, like he Roman Reigns is so just like has a natural charisma. He has no like talking charisma, but he walks in a room and you feel his presence a little bit, you know? So that always helps in wrestling.
Right.
When you're a larger than life guy. When I look at you and like, oh, okay, yeah, you're a wrestler. But Roman Reigns has been entertaining since he's debuted. You know, with the Shield, he was used properly. Now they overexposed him a little bit. But I think this past since November or since December has been about them bringing him back down from like, all right, we're sorry. We pushed his character too far. Yes. Now we're still going to give him the title because this is our guy, but now we're going to tone him back a little bit. We're going to embrace the booze. We're going to have him stop talking. We're going to have him just be more vicious. And that works. That's who he is. That's who he should be. So you put the Usos in black face paint and black tights, and you put them with him, and I'm interested right there. And then you have something. And whether he's a heel versus AJ Styles, whether he's the babyface against Rollins, it doesn't matter. that's such a cool thing that they can do.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd reaction is just, it's contrary to what, you know, he's doing in the ring, but at the same time, I don't know.
Finish your thought.
You know, it's, the crowd's not playing the same role that they've played, you know? And I think
the crowd, some crowds, this one on Sunday being one of them, are assholes, and they don't really know what they're talking about. They just want to be funny. And chanting "you can't wrestle" at him was just like, what? Do you, are you watching the match? Like, have you watched the last three matches they've had? Have you, like, they're killing it. It's AJ Styles can't have a good wrestling match by himself. That's not how it works. Even if he can carry him, it's that wasn't him carrying Roman Reigns. So, like, you know, the same old shit or the "you still suck," that's great. But you can't chant "you can't wrestle" when he's clearly having a great wrestling match.
You know, it's just interesting how the crowd dynamic can change the way things, you know, are booked and, you know, who's, I mean, I feel like eventually Reigns just doesn't have to go more heel, but I keep saying that.
I don't think that we have a John Cena situation on our hands. I don't think they're afraid to turn Roman Reigns heel. I don't think he sells enough merchandise to, like, forever prohibit that. So I think we'll definitely get that at some point. When, I don't know. But with the brand split, with all of these things going on, now it is as good a time as ever to shake shit up and make some moves. I mean, see, now this brings us into the bigger, or the next question, is Rollins comes back, he's getting cheered like crazy, and then because he is the absolute man, he turned that crowd into hating him with a 2-minute promo. When he was talking about, you know, you guys didn't care about me when I did this, you booed me when I did this, you called me this, and yeah, my knee buckled, but it buckled under carrying the company. I was just like, yo.
Yeah.
Genius. Genius. Like, I laughed because I was just like, yo, man. Absolutely brilliant. Now everyone is like, oh my God, yep. Same old Seth Rollins is back. Fuck this guy. Genius. Genius. Him and Kevin Owens are the greatest right now. Just like classic, old school, everything I do, I'm going to make you hate me. And that's what you need. Because I care so much more about Sami Zayn. And I care more about Roman Reigns. Because they're fighting them. You know, I want to see Sami Zayn get the victory against Kevin Owens at a certain extent, you know, and Seth Rollins has that ability to make you root for the good guy a little bit too, even though you know how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't believe that Rollins is able to do it so quickly. I even feel like people who are rooting for him, like, just booed him out of respect, like, because he did it so well.
Because, yeah, like, I would have booed that, you know? Like, if I was like, I laughed at home because if I was there, I would have booed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that Owens is better because I just legitimately think he's a piece of trash.
I mean, like, Owens being the body type that he is and his height and everything, like, you just hate him because you're like, oh, fuck this guy. I could beat this guy. You know what I mean?
So it'll mean, and then I thought that Balor was going to come out.
So no, I've kind of given up on that.
Really? But I mean, what's going to happen with AJ next pay per view?
I don't know. Like, maybe he comes out on Monday, but I'm just like, I'm done thinking about it because I've had to think about it every week and every show since, you know, 2-3 months ago.
Okay. Fair. So just like put it to the back burner, and then hopefully.
Yeah, like I'm now with the brand split, especially whatever. What's going on with the fucking Bullet Club? Yeah, they turned on him. Why didn't they cost him the main event against Owens? Why do you have Owens just? I'm fine with it, but why do you just have Owens beat him clean? And then what happens is Finn gonna come out and join AJ or something, and then they're gonna fight the Bullet Club, and then he'll turn on what happens? Now I feel like them breaking up is the opportunity for Balor, but it's also a little bit of a hindrance in my eyes to Balor, because they're having this split on their own. Yes, Balor can always come in, but I feel like there's has to be something in between to fill that gap.
Huh.
You know, like Gallows and Gunn now have the beef with AJ. So if Finn just comes in, they still have that beef. I don't think it'll just be Finn against AJ. So I think you need something with AJ.
Yeah, see, that's why I thought that the Balor would be up right away, just so that like he kind of takes over as like they back him as the.
Yeah, and I think it would have been good if like Balor came up and maybe just joined them, all four of them. But I get it, you want to separate them. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to create that space for Balor, and they have their plan, but I don't know. I'm curious to see if they bring Balor up. Is he going to be a heel? What? Where do they go? You know, I can't see them making him a big heel.
I guess it would be difficult. I don't know. Maybe because AJ's so over that if he comes out and attacks them, like it's.
Whew. It could be. Like, you know, you could make him a heel, but I don't know. I don't see how you do it. Like, with the way they care about, you know, making stars and having baby faces and all that, I don't know. Merchandise sales, Balor is a gold mine.
Yeah. Hopes and dreams.
I mean, I still think this is the storyline where he does come up, but maybe not now with the draft. Maybe now things are a little bit different. And, you know, that's something we can just talk about. You know, I know we don't have a ton of time, but we could talk about quickly. You know, I heard, I think it was Mike Johnson on PAW Insider was talking about, like, what if Triple H and Stephanie maybe get control of SmackDown and you have WWE Raw on Monday and you have NXT SmackDown on Tuesday and you have Balor, or maybe not Balor, but you have Joe and Aries, everyone from NXT that matters, also on SmackDown. On NXT, now, like, to replace NXT, you have the guys who necessarily aren't on the road yet, aren't ready. You can do something with that. You're going to have the Cruiserweight Classic that you can run for however many weeks. You can do the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, and you can run that tournament for however many weeks or something, and then you sign some of those Cruiserweight Classic guys, and then you build a new NXT or a new version of that to replace the void of strictly NXT on the network.
I thought they would just be separate entities. I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, I think the whole point of NXT is for it to be like the developmental place where people are, you know, yeah, we get to watch it, but it's not kind of held up there, you know? So, like, that's why you can have, like, No Way Jose and all these weird things.
Exactly. But, like, No Way Jose could still be on NXT. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have to be on. He could be one of those guys that's not always on SmackDown. You have the NXT title up there, and then No Way Jose, Elias Sampson, I don't know, a couple of the women, a couple of the other newer guys. Then those are the guys that you have here. Now, when you sign a TM61 or the Mighty Don't Kneel from, I think it was Pro Wrestling Noah.
Yeah.
When you sign those guys, now they're immediate. Yes, they're good enough to immediately be on TV. But, like, when you sign Patrick Clark or Sarah or what's his name? The Gator Boy from Tough Enough. ZZ.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, so when you sign those guys, now you put them in the opening matches or you have a dark match and they start to get a bigger feel for it instead of just sitting on the sidelines, you know. So you increase their role a little bit. You increase the bigger guys' role a little bit and get some interesting stuff. But, you know, this is also can stem from the Triple H renaming TakeOver The End and questioning where they go. You know, so are they going to be involved in the brand split? Are they going to be a third brand? Are they going to have their own? What? How are they involved, you know? Because you've got to think Triple H and Stephanie are some type of package deal here. Unless that's why we haven't seen Triple H in a while.
Man. I really hope. For me, my perfect vision of it is just the two shows and then NXT being separate. Still being a feeder, kind of. I just don't think. I don't want it to have any attachment to either one.
No. I personally agree.
Okay.
I just thought that was a cool idea and a very interesting.
Oh yeah.
In terms of, you know, broadening NXT, but NXT is too important, I think, to the network to just get rid of it. So you can't just get rid of NXT, you know. It's too big of a brand already. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's too big of a brand, and maybe they can sell it. I don't know.
I just don't even know if I can watch that much wrestling.
Well, I mean, you do it already.
I don't watch SmackDown.
It's just now, yeah. I mean, SmackDown is now... I mean, you have to watch.
Like it used to be that if somebody was traded to SmackDown, I just was like, oh, they died.
Yeah, that was it. Christian, man, sorry. That was it. Like, yeah, I totally agree with that. But now, I mean, not just because it's fresh, but because if you have a different roster, then SmackDown might be my only way to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and those kind of guys. So, you know, why the hell am I not going to watch SmackDown?
Maybe you stop watching Raw.
Imagine this creates like a real beef. Like we stop being friends and doing the show because like, yo, SmackDown is better, man. No, Raw is better. Did you see that match?
Maybe.
No, did you see this angle on SmackDown?
You know, maybe what would be good for us is actually, that's what we'll do. We'll actually just one of us will watch. It'll be like the TNA WWE thing. But no, because you watch WWE. Like you'll be the Raw guy, I'll be the SmackDown guy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, no.
There's no way I would not be able to watch SmackDown.
We'll make StatWife watch NXT and Main Event.
Total Divas.
Main Event. And Total Divas. And she'll come on and she'll give us our feedback on those shows. It'll be great.
There was something that, like,
Charlie recorded. Could do. Stat Baby could do Ring of Honor because he could just go and probably be right because it's probably just like a weird episode.
Like they reported something and made note of that they have three brands: Raw, SmackDown, and Total Divas. So you know, there's that.
Oh, and speaking of Total Divas, did you hear that this week Summer Rae threw an opening pitch at a Cubs game? Something, and apparently Sheamus threw it out at a Tampa Bay Devil Rays game.
I still have Sheamus. Why would Summer Rae throw out the first pitch?
They said, like, star on Total Divas.
But she hasn't been on Total Divas in, like, a year.
It was so weird. She came out.
She hasn't been on WWE TV in a year. Why? Well, why was she the person? Oh, my God. This is like, we don't have anyone else. Cody Rhodes was supposed to do this. Sorry.
She was so much better than her throw was so much better than Sheamus's throw, by the way. That's really yeah, no, it was actually it? Was. Like,
sorry that I cut you off there. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I've been reading some hard hitting news stories.
Yeah. Clearly you've been focusing on the big news instead of the stuff that matters, you know?
Ring of Honor in 17 seconds. Ring of Honor is this week. They're going to have a Bullet Club episode. That's a great idea. They probably had lots of matches with Adam Page and Adam Cole, you know, as new members. Oh, wait, no. No. Let's continue to have matches with guys who are currently in the WWE version of Bullet Club. So most of the night featured, like, you had AJ. You had Gallows and Anderson. And I was just like, watching this, like, so the week before, you have like Alberto Del Rio on Lethal's thing, and I just
see, this is why WWE is, you know, people give them slack, but this is why they're so much smarter than everyone else. Because why are you going to have, if you're Ring of Honor, why are you going to show, hey, this is Luke Gallows, this is Carl Anderson, and this is AJ Styles, and Finn Balor, no, right? But, hey, these are these three guys, and they're pretty freaking good. And now, if you want to watch them anywhere, yeah, just put on WWE, and now you'll see them. How stupid is that?
If you want to read about that in depth, go over to Pro Wrestling Ponderings. Why my snarky weekly reviews on this? I'm almost kind of sad if they go back to real programming next week, because I've kind of enjoyed just bashing them so much.
Just these recaps for no reason.
But who knows? Maybe next week it'll be a live episode. Cody Rhodes shows up, even though it's 2 months too early. And I'll be excited. But probably not. Next week will probably be like
definitely
a retrospective on Ciampa and his time in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, let's look back at the career of Leo Rush. Just show all three of his matches in Ring of Honor so far.
Very exciting stuff. All right. Trying to think, is there anything I missed?
Oh, I mean, we didn't really go into a lot of detail, but Raw was good. We got Money in the Bank qualifiers, and it's kind of amazing, like, what you can do with a 3-hour show where it actually matters and everything that's going on is meaningful. So I enjoyed the hell out of it. For pretty much so far, I think we're 6 out of 6. Maybe Del Rio didn't need to be in there, but yeah. The first 5, I was completely, okay, cool. Makes perfect sense. Oh, look, their rival is in there. Yep. I'm fine. So Cesaro, Zayn, Owens, Jericho, Ambrose, and Del Rio, I believe, have been announced.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a good start to me. So it looks like we're going to get one more, I assume, on Raw. And because they didn't put it on SmackDown, it's got to be somebody.
Somebody, right. Like somebody big.
Yeah.
One of the shining stars.
Maybe, absolutely. It will probably be, they'll probably have Primo against Chad Gable.
Oh.
The winner will be Money in the Bank.
I'm so excited.
Imagine, like, they just did some random stuff like that. Like, 1 week, it was just Elias Sampson against...
I would be Zach hyped Ryder. For, like, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, 3 commercial breaks, 3 segments.
They go an hour. Oh, it's 60-minute time limit draw. What the fuck? Really? I just... Okay. Mojo Rawley against Baron Corbin. Broadway.
Oh man, 3 60-minute Iron Man matches would be amazing.
on Raw, SmackDown, and then NXT in the same week. 60 minutes draws. I'd watch that. You want to watch Ryback against the Big Show, 60-minute draws? Every week.
Only if they could just like legit take out time to talk to you during the match.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I really don't know what we would have to do.
Charlotte, you know, eviscerated her father in the ring.
Oh my God, Charlotte eviscerated my life. That's 10 minutes I'll never get back. Why?
It's weird.
Why couldn't that have just been like, Dad, you suck. You're glomming off my star. I don't need you anymore. Get out of my ring. Done.
Well, because
it's over.
The reason they did it that way is because they didn't like. They should have had like, you know, Charlotte loses because of Flair directly. Flair has some issues.
No. See, I agree with the storyline. I like that storyline being, you know, now she has someone else, and now she's like, I don't need you. But now maybe she'll lose a match or two, and now she'll be like, oh, shit, Dad. Damn. You know, I don't think he needed to cost her, because then she's kind of right for getting rid of him, you know? Now he didn't do anything, and all he's done is ever help her win, and now she's that idiotic, overconfident, you know, condescending person where she's just like, no, get out of here, Dad. I don't need you. You're the greatest wrestler of all time. Who wants you in their corner? You know, so I like that. That's a good element to her character. Again,
it just was so long.
way. She couldn't. She's not a good talker. So to put her in such a meaningful segment, I think that was an example. And I think we've been seeing this a lot more with everyone. But I think that was an example of them giving her bullet points and telling her to go.
Yeah.
And maybe she's not the right person to be giving bullet points to right now. Because she kept losing her way. She kept repeating herself. Just going back to the same thought over and over. And yeah, really dragged on. Way too long. Good, you know, good idea. Just really bad execution.
Yeah. Hopefully next week she's a little... kind of curtail her time on the mic and just drive home the point more than give her all this airtime.
Yeah, I not mean, feel it well. Know, she's been a condescending bitch since she won the belt, you know, so this is her character. She's got it nailed, but she just needs to work on the promos.
It's kind of like, it sounds like Miss Greco voice trained her. You know, like
that's like the WWE generic way of speaking. Like, you know, yeah. A, B, C, John Cena, D, E, F, John Cena.
Yeah.
You know, like they always say the person's name. They always hammer it home. They always kill you with whatever they're trying to get over. And, you know, like people make fun of, and I do the same, like all this new era crap. But what are you supposed to do if you're trying to establish a brand or trying to get something over? You know, like, how do you get it to stick in your ADD riddled, you know? Like, you just keep saying it and you just keep mentioning it so that every time you see Big Cass or every time you see Apollo Crews, you say New Era. And then maybe it means something now with Sheamus attacking people. Maybe with the brand split, it magnifies even more so. You know, I don't know. I just think, like, we can't – yes, I get it. It is annoying. But, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes. You got to oversaturate it and then pull the reins back and hope people remember it.
Fair. Well, I guess we'll see how that all unfolds. I'm excited for the Memorial Day.
Here was just quickly
– oh.
My biggest pet peeve from Raw.
Sorry.
Sheamus beats up Apollo Crews and talks shit to him. And then Apollo Crews comes out smiling, jumping around. Yeah, all right, Chris Jericho, here we go. And then he loses to Jericho, but never once sells the beating from Sheamus. Then what the fuck was the point of Sheamus attacking him? What's the point of him losing the match? Just that really annoyed me. And I think I think, and I almost hope, but then I'm scared of that hope, that he gets, like, reprimanded. Like, yo, dick, what are you doing? You didn't sell anything.
It had to happen. Like, they said something to him.
I hope it wasn't them. Like, all right, yeah, just go out there and do your thing. You know, I hope it was him maybe just forgetting, maybe just moving on. I don't know. But, man, that was really, really bad. Especially, like, you're going to lose. You're a baby face. You're a sympathetic baby face because of your height and your wrestling style. But, like, you're going to gain, you know, like, sympathy for yourself by being injured and Jericho bullying you or pushing you around. And it makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, especially because Jericho was, like, bandaged and everything. I mean, from his match like, before.
And maybe that's what stopped them. Like, oh, we can't have two guys selling it, but, like, Jericho has 75 Band-Aids on his back. Like, you know, that's all the selling he needs to do. Apollo Crews holding an arm or holding his ribs, like, something like that is not hard, you know, and it's really a different sell and very different from the heel face perspective, you know, of that kind of injury. So if that's what stopped them, then they made a mistake there and, you know, they should have just went forward. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'll forget about it by tomorrow.
And then tomorrow we've got John Cena returning, so it'll be a pretty crazy episode of Raw.
So I'm very excited. Just to get the chance to root against John Cena. And, I mean, if he comes back and wins the U.S. title, I mean, we're just – right back where we were 2 years ago, and I'm pretty excited, you know. I love rooting against him. I thoroughly enjoy it, and it always makes my wrestling viewership better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he makes it mostly stuff.
Yeah, I mean, whether you love him or hate him, it's, you know, you're always rooting. You know, you're not – so at least from my personal point of view, you know, I don't tune out when John Cena's on. I'm entertained. He always finds a way to make me laugh or make me angry. So that's exactly what you want in wrestling.
Totally agreed, sir.
Comes back and beats Rusev? Do you think he comes back and loses to Rusev? Stays away from Rusev? What do you think?
I originally thought he was definitely going to beat Rusev, but I just don't – I don't know. Rusev's just been, like, back on the – they finally built him back up, and you're just going to knock him down after one – like, you know, he just won it. I don't know.
Well, my answer to that question is a resounding yes, but I don't know, you know. They've done it before, and I could very easily see them doing it again and not caring. And I'll be okay with it because the U.S. Open Challenge was dope. If he goes to SmackDown and he's the main champion there and he faces all these guys, then that'll be dope. But I don't know. I feel like what if he comes back? It's Memorial Day, USA, John Cena, okay. And then Rusev beats him. And then maybe we get like an upset or like a struggling, a fighting more John Cena. Just like, oh my God, is this injury – Is he the same as he used to be? Is he 100%? And then, you know, maybe he has to resort to some underhanded tactics, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah, that will never happen. That's 10 years of let's hope John Cena becomes a heel built up in me. I can't. Even when I least expect it, it just jumps out.
I just hope he doesn't start talking in that weird, annoying voice.
You hope he doesn't start saying, Jack, come on, yeah, Jack. What are you going to do about it, Jack?
I hate it.
You can't see me, Jack.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, on that note, I got to get ready. Going to go see Apocalypse. X-Men. Are you really going to do this the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping you weren't even going to make note of it.
All right, so let me just go into that full wind-up. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Just wanted to remind you that we were brought to you in partnership with LastWordOnSports.com. We're also brought to you in partnership with Pro Wrestling Ponderings. That's PWPPonderings.com. You can email us directly at RunningWildPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RunningWildLWOS. You can follow me on Twitter at Rich_Laconi. And I believe that is everything. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on SoundCloud. Do us a favor. Go over to our iTunes page. Search up for Running Wild Podcast and leave us a comment, rate and review, and subscribe. So that way we, you know, get that, see that support and right on that page there.
Like if Rosenberg is begging people to like, comment, and subscribe, I think we're just fighting an uphill battle there.
Yeah, I disagree. Also, you can comment, subscribe on SoundCloud. You know, anywhere you listen. Also, Google Play Store for your Android users out there. All right, and I believe that's the end of my spiel. So, just want to remind you guys out there that you've been listening to the podcast that is just too sweet.